Thanks for choosing this conversation from KAXE KBXE. We're an independent community radio station. We're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in good times and in tough times. We know the importance of connecting to each other, hearing our friends and neighbors, their stories, their troubles, how they're getting by. We know how important it is to know community news and state news and national news and hear fun stuff like trivia shows and great, great music. Become a member, do what you can, KEXE.org.
It don't matter if you're tall, it don't matter if you're small, it don't matter if you're blue or green or any shape at all, 'cause I'll be yours and you'll be mine too. We'll be friends, holding fast.
Okay, I just wrecked it. I just wrecked it.
You're good on that phone system.
Well, I told you we'd hack you up. Sue called and I cut her off.
So now we have someone else?
I think so. I think maybe Therese. Is it Therese?
Yes.
Okay, good. I mean, I don't mean to demean you. I just don't know who we're talking to. Therese from where?
From Bemidji.
So it's time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday morning show. We pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables, get to know them a little bit better. As she said herself, it's Therese from Bemidji. Thank you for calling, and sorry to Sue from Poposky, who got cut off once again by John Bauer.
Oh, my gosh.
Therese, have you had your breakfast yet?
We were just sitting down to it, but I figured I better give you a call first.
Good.
What you having?
Just oatmeal with some fresh strawberries in it.
Oh, it sounds like an everyday occurrence by the jovialness in your voice.
Well, we do like oatmeal. And
yeah.
It's good for you.
Well, there are so many ways to make oatmeal. And I'm usually the impatient guy, so I put it in, turn the heat up high, blah, blah, blah. And it's just like no good. And I've learned now to just do it super slow. Do it early. Do it super slow. A little bit more moisture. Cover it up.
Low and slow, John, for most things.
Yeah. So is that, Therese, is that kind of how you do it? Or how's your technique?
Well, it depends if I'm doing the rolled oats or the quick oats.
Okay.
If you're doing quick oats,
now, wait
then
a minute,
you want to just boil the water and throw in the oatmeal and take it off the heat.
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you. Quick oats, I don't know what that means. Because you can
get boxes quick.
You can get an instant oats, or you can get the one where you scoop in and get the... Okay, so quick oats is the...
Instant.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just need to know.
Sorry, Therese.
But this morning we're doing the whole oats, where I cook them for 5 minutes and then turn off the heat and let them sit for another 5 minutes.
Okay,
and
so
then they're ready to go.
What number on your dial are you heating them for the first 5 minutes? Like a 4 or a 6 or on your, you know?
Probably about a 3 or 4.
Okay. So then
Get the water boiling first and then dump them in and let them cook a little longer.
So you said just strawberries and oatmeal, but do you have any other sweeteners or liquids involved?
Well, I like to put cinnamon and sugar in mine.
Yeah,
I put brown sugar in my husband's.
Okay.
Honey? Yeah, that's about it. Little milk, and we're good to go.
Have you tried honey?
Yes.
Honey.
Yep, that works real well too when you've got a lot on hand.
And what kind of milk we talking? Can't be skim, right? It's got to be a little bit more powerful.
It can be skim. Why couldn't it be skim?
Well, it just seems like you're adding water to water. But what kind of milk do you use?
If you drink skim milk, skim would be fine in there. Yeah.
What kind of milk do you use, please, Therese?
Sorry, John, but it is skim.
Skim, okay. All right. Did ever try any half and half?
Well, yeah, in a pinch.
Oh, okay. That's
it's delicious. It's like a dessert then. If you put cream in there, whoo,
oh,
so
my
good.
Gosh.
How about a beverage, Therese?
Oh, coffee.
Yeah.
I have to do decaf, though.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Like we said, we'd break you down.
No, I'm not sorry. But good for you. You're smart, actually.
So why don't you like brown sugar just for the hubby?
I don't know. For some reason, I prefer the cinnamon sugar in mine. He likes brown sugar on his Lefse, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, that's just weird.
Cinnamon sugar. So that's good for just cinnamon toast. You know, make a toast and dunk it in your hot chocolate.
What are you, eight? What are you, 8 years old?
No, I was raised on that.
Sure.
Dunking it.
Hey, Therese, so tell us how things are going for you guys during this time.
You know, it's not a lot different than it was. We're both retired.
Okay.
So we do a lot of walking, and we always did that anyway. You know, sort of a Minnesota thing. We're used to being indoors all winter and kind of isolating. We haven't seen our grandson, though, for a couple of months, and he's right here in town. So, you know, you do what you can do. We had we had coffee with our neighbors the other day, but we took our coffee and sat outside their front window and talked through their window.
Oh, my gosh.
Whatever you got to do, you know?
How about your dosage that you give yourself of news? Do you watch a lot of news or not?
Or listen?
I mean, you know, just with all the struggles, do you ever take a break or?
Yes. Yes, we try to limit ourselves to the news in the morning and then just sort of stay away from it the rest of the day. Otherwise, you don't sleep at night.
Yeah, I agree. So, Therese, why
and,
do
you... know,
go ahead.
And, of course, we tune into you guys all the time.
That's great.
Why do you listen to KEXE, KBXE?
Because you guys are the best. especially the Friday morning show. You two are so entertaining.
Even when we're annoying each other, like today. Huh?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the Billy Jack thing?
Yeah.
We sang that in choir in high school. Our choir went on a trip to the World's Fair out in Spokane, Washington, and that was one of part of our repertoire. So that's got a good spot for me.
Yeah, it's such a dramatic song. I bet you remember exactly what it felt like when you get to that big part, when the key change happens. And
thrilling.
Oh, yes, yes. I could sing it word for word, but I'm not going to.
Did you go to the movie?
Yeah.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, Billy Jack was my hero, man. He was my hero.
Oh, yeah, he was like the original Chuck Norris.
He was, yeah. Do you remember the scene where he says, I'm going to take this, my left foot,
stop
and I'm going to put it on your right
hand? Stop saying that, yes.
Absolutely.
So I don't understand how this can sound with a full choir, like 50, 30, 40
I understand.
People singing
high school,
this song?
Like we were like 9 and 10 when we were singing that, you know? Imagine like the Charlie Brown Christmas special and they're singing Hark the Herald, but you're singing the...
Yeah, I can't hear it.
I mean, it's strange. It's a strange... But high school kids, I could see more. That makes a little more sense,
I think.
So, Therese, for being on What's for Breakfast, you do get a parting gift, John.
Homestead Mills is our sponsor. Country Blend cereal or wild rice pancakes delivered right to your place. Well... I don't know. Maybe they'll set it out by the road. I don't know.
No, they can mail it.
Yeah, they'll mail it to you.
Come on.
And a cream-colored linen bag. What do you want?
Oh, the Country Blend cereal would be great.
I knew it.
Hey, thanks so much. You made our day by calling today.
You sure did.
Sorry you didn't get to talk to Sue.
Oh, well.
That's all right. Sue understands, too. She'll call next week.
Thanks, Trace.
Bye-bye.